USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
An immigration sweep by the feds, arresting about 680 people at seven Mississippi work sites. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
ICE carried out search warrants at the sites seeking undocumented immigrants and evidence related to federal crimes. The agents interviewed and fingerprinted those who were arrested before processing them for removal from the U.S. and transporting them to an ICE facility in Louisiana. Pico Foods facilities in the Canton, Bay Springs, and Sebastopol areas were among the sites included in the searches.
It's being called the largest workplace enforcement action in a single state in a single day in the nation's history. In Southern California, a man's in custody after police say he killed four people and wounded several others during a stabbing and robbery spree in Garden Grove and Santa Ana last night. And this is USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
Hi, I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Eris, and I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Congressman Will Hurd is one of four Texas Republican Congress members who've announced in recent weeks they're not going to seek re-election, but Hurd is still concerned about people's impressions of El Paso. Following last weekend's mass shooting there, he wants to point out that the gunman who killed 22 people at a crowded Walmart wasn't even part of that city.
This, what happened in that El Paso, that horrific murders that happened a few days ago, has really shocked a community that has worked together and support one another.
Paintings by former President George W. Bush will be on display as part of a new exhibit at the Kennedy Center in Washington to honor service members. 66 of W.'s paintings will be included in the Portraits of Courage exhibition that debuts in October. The collection was created by Bush as a tribute to those serving in the military since 2001. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Fitness brands SoulCycle and Equinox trying to distance themselves from Stephen Ross, the chair of a company that owns both of them. That's because of a planned re-election fundraiser that Ross is holding for President Trump tomorrow. The news of the fundraiser drawing calls for a boycott of those brands, including by celebrity customers from Chrissy Teigen to Billy Eichner, the two companies issuing a joint statement saying they in no way endorse the fundraiser, calling Ross a passive investor who's not involved in the management of either of those brands. The parent company of Sears announcing it's closing 25 more Sears and Kmart locations by October. Transform Company issuing a statement saying that 20 Sears and 5 Kmarts face a number of challenges, are facing a number of challenges, trying to return to profitability in a weak retail environment. Sears is still trying to emerge from bankruptcy by transforming itself into a smaller boutique style chain. The company says liquidation sales will begin on or about August 15th. It says Sears Auto Centers at the locations would close by the end of this month. And free agent Colin Kaepernick says he still wants an opportunity to play NFL football. And find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.